Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, Thankful Tuesday. Let us begin with our memory verse for this week. It's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Before I move on, I just want to comment a minute about the tragic loss that our community and Texas experienced this past weekend in the floods that affected Camp Mystic and lots of other places. Because Sarah Marsh, one of the campers, was a child in our community and well-loved by so many people in our fellowship, our hearts are so burdened. And we just want to lift these families up in prayer. So at the end of the podcast, I will share the names of those that I know of. There are more. And a little snippet about some of them as children of God and the unique ways that the Lord has made them so that we might honor their memory and lift their families to the one who weeps with us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our readings today are 3 John 1 through 8, Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 36, and then Proverbs 8, 12 and 13. In 3 John, John is commending Gaius, who is a friend of his, for walking in the truth, and for offering hospitality to traveling ministers who have come to share the good news. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. Before we move on, just a personal note. One of my mom's favorite verses is 3 John 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. This is an encouragement to us to pray for all children in our sphere of influence, that they might walk in God's truth. Another thing that I want to highlight from these verses is that the church is thriving when its members are supporting gospel workers and gospel ministry. Our next passage is Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 36. And in this passage, Jesus is warning about seeking signs because he's going to say, I'm the sign. You don't need more signs. And then he switches into conversation about those of us who have knowledge of Jesus that we might share that light. We don't hide it under a bushel. No, you know that song. All right, let's read it together. Starting in verse 29. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up at judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when the lamp shines its light on you. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. The summary of this passage is that wisdom dwells with prudence and it hates evil. I had to look up that word prudence. This is the definition: the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason or shrewdness in the management of affairs. So as it relates to our faith, knowing what to do, and then being able to discipline our bodies to do what is right. Verses 12 and 13. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The Lord hates arrogance, pride, and evil speech. Anything that is unkind or perverse, twisted, corrupt, that comes out of our mouths. This reminds me of James chapter 3, verse 10. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Just a good reminder here, Lord, help us to not use our mouths for evil, only for praise of you and for what is good and upright, true and trustworthy. We are thankful that you are our refuge and strength. You're an ever-present help in times of trouble. You also promise us that you save those who are crushed in spirit. And so today we are thankful for your character. Lord, we also remember today with thanksgiving those who have poured into our lives. We lift them up to you now with great praise. We thank you, Lord, for a place where we have seen you at work. And we are mindful to not take for granted the little joys of life. And so we lift them to you, Lord. Whatever you bring to mind, may out of our lips bring praise. And now we lift our hearts and ask, Lord, your watch care on those who are experiencing great tragedy because of the floods in Texas. We thank you, Lord, for Dick Eastland, the owner and director of this camp, who rescued more than 30 girls before he was swept away in his last rescue attempt. We thank you for his life and his ministry. Lord, we lift up to you the families of Mary Catherine Jacoby, Blakely McCrory, Chloe Childress, Margaret Sheedy, and Wynn Naylor. Lord, there are others that I'm probably missing here, but I had a friend who sent me other names and a little snippet about their personality and their God-given talent. And so we lift up our hearts to you and all those who are named and those who are unnamed, for we trust that you know their names. You know every hair that is on their head, and as your children, we know that you have welcomed them into your arms. We pray over the family of Hadley Hannah, who loved to sing in the shower, may be destined for Broadway debut. For Eloise Peck, whose journals held the makings of memoirs and bestsellers. Lila Bonner, future florist who knew each bloom's language by heart. Kellyanne Little, passionate about animals, on track to be a veterinarian with muddy boots and a soft voice. Molly DeWitt, dreamt of Paris and pastries, a chef who would feed both bellies and souls. Janie Hunt, a walking giggle, headed for late night comedy or children's books or both. Lainey Landry, a little preacher in the making, quoting psalms by heart at bedtime. Greta Taranzo, who once built a Lego hospital and might have built the real thing one day. Virginia Hollis, dreamed in music, composing lullabies, not yet sung. Renee Smajstra, who doodled dresses in the margins, fashioning a life full of color. Sarah Marsh, from her own community, a prayer warrior already, who could have led generations in worship. Ellie Monsera, a spark plug on the soccer field and in every heart she met. Brenda Joyce, lover of books, already asking grown-up questions about justice and grace. Marie Marthers, curious and kind, who might have discovered a cure or at least cured someone's loneliness. Susan Moxley, destined to be a camp counselor herself with a flashlight, a faith, and a fearless heart. Blakely McCrory would have opened her own tennis academy, Grace and Grit. Catherine Veruzzo talked of building tree houses for kids who had none. Caroline Trent, part artist, part dancer, full of motion and meaning. Emma Rose Wilson saved ladybugs, rescued strays, and might have saved the world a little. Charlotte Dade, who wore her heart on her sleeve and her dreams on her walls. Isabella Nguyen, future firefighter or astronaut. Either way, she wanted the uniform. Tessa McCoy practiced being a mom with every doll she held. Natalie Jimenez, fluent in two languages, and learning a third, already bridging worlds. Lord, we lift up the families of these precious ones who are close to your heart, and we thank you for your promise from Psalm 34, verse 18, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that this is not the end for us who have faith in you. And we thank you, Lord, that these precious ones are in your watch care. And when you return for the new heavens and the new earth, that the gifts that you have given them, they will use for your glory. And in the meantime, Lord, may we honor their memories and be challenged to live a life that helps others flourish. In Jesus' name, amen.